randomised therapy finders has found that 68% of us Brits have experienced a loss of a loved one. Now, with 35% of us have been affected by the death of a beloved pet, how we grieve and the length of our grief is different for everyone. But there are some similarities to everybody in the way of grief and the process. So joining us on the line now to tell us more about this is grief counsellor Claire Williams. Welcome to the Mid-Morning in Conversation show, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure, love. Now, Claire, is an anticipated loss easier to bear than a sudden one?
I think it really depends on the person. I mean, obviously, with an anticipated death, there are certain things that you can prepare for. So if that person who is going to die has any last wishes or any plans, you know, you can make sure these things are done. Sometimes you have the time to say goodbye and you can complete sort of unfinished business, if you like. So in that way, I think it can, you know, it can be easier almost. That's not to say that you aren't going to experience all the emotions that come with grief when that person does finally die. You know, you may still experience shock even though you were expecting it. You will undoubtedly experience all the other emotions as well. So I think it very much depends on the person and whether they were, you know, how they died. But obviously with sudden death, you can remain in that shock state for quite a bit longer, and you also might feel that there's a sort of unfinished business, or particularly, you know, if you weren't able to say goodbye, or if, you know, the last words you said to somebody weren't particularly nice, or you were, you know, didn't resolve an argument. You know, these things, but that happen sometimes with sudden death, can invoke feelings of quite deep guilt. But that's not to say, you know, you don't experience guilt with expected death as well. You know, it's all very personal. Like you said in the introduction, grief is very personal to everybody, and no two people will experience it in exactly the same way. Although, you know, people will have the same sorts of emotions, but it's the experience of it can be very personal and very different for everybody.
You know, we talk about grief, but what is grief and what are some of the symptoms that one might expect, experience?
So grief is something we experience when we lose something or someone. That's not just to say the death of a loved one. You know, we can experience grief through loss for many other things. So, for example, the loss of a friendship or the loss of a pet, the loss of a job that we loved, you know, or even sometimes when we feel that we've lost our identity for any reason. These are all times when we can experience the feeling of grief. And it's really hard to pinpoint exactly what grief is because it's different. You know, how you expect to feel sadness and sometimes depression, those are the sort of the common overriding feelings that we have when we grieve. But we can also experience feelings such as anger, or as I said, guilt. But sometimes people experience a relief, and sometimes even joy. You know, if someone has passed away who was an abuser of somebody, for example, the person could feel a relief or joy. And these are quite difficult emotions to come to terms with because it isn't the expected way, and it isn't, you know, how you think you're going to feel. But it's very important to say that anything that you feel when you are grieving is okay, and it's normal. So there is no right or wrong way to grieve. There is no right or wrong way to feel. It is just how you are feeling in that moment, and it's important that you recognise that you are grieving.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was really shocked to read that 30% of we Brits feel that the grieving process should last 6 months, even though the average person said 18 months. I mean, I personally think that there is no time at all. I mean, what do you think? Is there a suitable time period for our grief?
I absolutely agree with you. I don't believe there is any time limit that you can put on grief. Grief is very personal. Some people, you know, get through their grief quicker than others. And that's not to say that that's the way that you should do it. There is no... you should be over it by now, this phrase that I really can't bear. You know, there is no should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once whose twin sister had died at a young age, and she expected to feel sad, but what she actually felt was real anger towards her sister, and she didn't understand why. And we had to do a lot of work to understand where those feelings were coming from and why she was feeling this way, so that she could work through her grief and process it all. And that that took a lot longer than 6 months. So to say that you should be over it within this time frame is ridiculous. Yeah,
it is. I quite agree with you. I mean, my younger brother, he died at the age of 24 many moons ago. And I know for a time I was angry with him because I kept thinking, well, if you hadn't gone abroad to work, you'd still be here.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah. Anger is a very common feeling in grief, and something that we don't speak about enough because, you know, it's expected to feel sad. But when you don't actually feel sad and you feel something else, people find it very difficult to express and talk about why.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, counselling really helped. It really did. So what are some of the things that you tell your clients to help them deal with their loss, then, Claire?
Well, it's not really so much what I tell them, to be honest with you. It's, you know, we work through it together, and whatever that person brings into the room, we work on that. And sometimes a person that comes to me, even though they want help, they also find it very difficult to even start talking about it. So we could spend lots of sessions in the beginning just talking about the person, you know, that person that has died, and just remembering and really not talking too much about the grief, or you know, and I'm very much guided by what the client brings into the room rather than me sort of giving them up hints and ideas of how to get over it. Because like I say, what I don't know how they're experiencing it. I have to work with what they bring with me. But I do find that people do find it helpful to remember the person, or before we go on that journey of grief. And it can also open up a lot of avenues for the client who is sitting there, not really understanding how they're feeling or why they're feeling it, just to sort of talk about that person's life and, you know, the relationship they had with them is very helpful.
What are the other things that we humans grieve over?
So there are other things for sure. And obviously the one we all associate with grief is the death of a loved one. But we can experience through any type of loss, we can experience grief. So the end of a friendship, or the loss of a job, the loss of a pet, or when we feel that we've lost our identity.
And a lot of people grieve over pets as well, don't they?
Yes, yeah, they really do. I mean, pets become such part of our family that they are almost another family member. So sometimes when people do lose a pet, it's as painful as losing a human family member. A lot of people do suffer when the pet dies, yeah.
And many people who've said that loss is something that you never get over, but you learn to live with. What do you feel about that school of thought?
I believe that, you know, this can be the case. So some people have such an intense experience of grief that they never really completely go back to feeling how they did before they experienced the grief. Now, that's not to say that you're forever going to be in this sort of sadness of grief or whatever it is, however you're experiencing it. But some people do need to find a new normal and a new way of living and coping with that grief or with that feeling. And over time, it's more than likely to subside, but possibly will never go away. It really depends on the person, as I say, and also the intensity of that grief, and maybe the hole almost that it's left in that person's life once they've experienced that grief. So yes, I do believe it is possible to never completely get over it.
Where can our listeners find out more information about what we've been talking about, Claire?
So if you want more information, particularly about grief and loss, we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. But if you would like to find help with grief or any mental health issue and want to get in touch, get connected with a therapist to help you through whatever you're going through, you can check out our website, therapyfinders.co.uk.
Okay, what we'll do, Claire, we'll put up all that information on all our social media platforms. So our listeners,
that'd be wonderful.
And find out a bit more. Claire, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. It's been very interesting and a good insight. Take care, love. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.